Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Candy House, written by Jennifer Egan and read by a full cast.
The brain is wider than the sky, for put them side by side, the one the other will contain with ease, and you beside. Emily Dickinson. For nothing is more unbearable once one has it than freedom. James Baldwin, Giovanni's Room. Build.
The Affinity Charm. 1. I have this craving, Bix said as he stood beside the bed, stretching out his shoulders and spine, a nightly ritual before lying down. Just to talk. Lizzie met his eyes over the dark curls of Gregory, their youngest, who was suckling at her breast.
Listening, she murmured.
It's... He took a long breath. I don't know. Hard. Lizzie sat up, and Bix saw that he'd alarmed her. Gregory, dislodged, squawked, Mama, I can't reach. He had just turned 3. We've got to wean this kid, Bix muttered. No. Gregory objected sharply with a reproving glance at Bix. I don't want to. Lizzie succumbed to Gregory's tugs and lay back down. Bix wondered if this last of their 4 children might, with his wife's complicity, prolong his infancy into adulthood. He stretched out beside the 2 of them and peered anxiously into her eyes. What's wrong, love? Lizzie whispered.
Nothing.
He lied, because the trouble was too pervasive, too amorphous to explain. He chased it with a truth. I keep thinking about East 7th Street, those conversations.
Again? She said softly.
Again. But why?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?